76 with Big Balls. Balls always bouncing from the left and to the right, and everybody comes and comes again. Yep. All right. What do we do next? We're in Australia right now. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. It's Dealer's Choice, which basically means I'll play whatever you want to hear. You got to send me a message, though, before like 6:30, and then you're not getting it because I got other requests to play for you. But right now, it's a little trip to Australia. I'm going to play one from Olivia Newton-John. O-N-J, they like to call her. O-N-J.
Good evening. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Thank you. Good night.
What's the deal with my brain? Why am I so obviously insane? In a perfect situation, I let love down the drain. There's the pitch, slow and straight. All I have to do is swing and I'm a hero. But I'm zero. Hungry nights once again. Now it's getting unbelievable, 'cause I could not have it better. But I just can't get no play from the girls all around, as they search the night for someone to hold on to. They just pass through, singing, company, though I can't satisfy all the needs she has, and so she starts to wonder, can you blame her?
As my buddy Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine with a remake of Perfect Situation by Weezer. I believe that's from about 2010 or so. You're listening to Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. Next one goes out by request to Sheila.
Yeah. home, she's probably worried tonight. I didn't call on the phone to say that I'm all right. Diana walked up to me, she said, I'm on yours tonight. And then I ran to the phone saying, baby, I'm all right. I said, but unlock the door, cause I forgot the key. She said, he's not coming back because he's sleeping with me.
It's Michael Jackson with Dirty Diana. That's a nice little pick there. I don't think I've ever played that one on Time Travel before. That goes out to Sheila. Next up is for Jim. This is another request. He actually put this in earlier in the week, and he's like, August 23rd, 2023, which is today, 60 years ago today, the Beatles released She Loves You in the UK, and it started their big role. So here it is, released as a single in 1963, The Beatles, the original mono version of She Loves You, in parentheses, yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, it was just She Loves You, but I like to add those parentheses because we were talking about it earlier and it's for the programmers. Anyway, here's The Beatles.
She loves you, yeah.
She Loves You by the Beatles. 1963, 60 years ago, it was released in the UK, and it started the whole Beatles train running. At that time, they weren't really big in the United States, and it took them a little while, not too long, but about 6 months later, that was one of five of the top five songs on the charts in 1964, She Loves You by the Beatles, and they also had four other hit songs in the top five. It's never been done again, and it probably never will be. It's the Beatles, so it was so good. Let's listen to it in German. Sie liebt dich. She loves you in German from the Beatles. Now here's just two guys speaking it.
Ah, hello, Derek.
Hello, Nigel. What do you want?
Well, see, it's rather difficult to say.
Well.
Cut a long story short. You think you've lost your love, don't you? Well, I saw her yesterday. What's you thinking of? She told me what to say. She said she loves you. Yes. He loves you. She loves you. She's here. You sort of hurt her, sir. She almost lost her tiny little mind. Now she's here. Yes. Try not the hurting kind. She says he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. It's up to you, Derek. I think it's only fair. Pride was there can hurt you too. Apologize to her, Derek, because she loves you. She loves you, Derek.
All trouble is. We'll poke your bloody nose in other people's affairs.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, don't know any other candy that I love so well.
What Toad walks downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes a slinkety sound. A spring, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's slinky. It gives a big lift when wrapped as a gift, a very likable toy. It's falling in place, brings smiles to your face, something kids can enjoy. It's slinky, for fun it's a wonderful toy. It's slinky, it's fun for a girl and a boy. And slinky mobiles with big slinky wheels and pistons that move as you go. It makes a great sound when you pull it around. The driver's an old-timey fellow. A slinky dog, a slinky train, many more wonderful toys. You tug the string, they do their thing. They're great for girls and boys. They're slinkies, really wonderful toys. They're slinkies, they're fun for girls and boys.
Winston gives you real flavor, full, rich tobacco flavor. Winston's easy drawing too. The filter lets the flavor through. Winston tastes good like a cigarette chew.
Like father, like son.
Thinking about it, I don't know what the hell they're talking about, but said it was some kind of PSA, like father, like son. Who knows? Maybe a kid shaving or something. No idea. A lot of fun stuff in there. It's Chris Earl's Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. I'm going to give you a little superhero stuff for the next couple of songs. Yeah, you're going to like this. It's a little Bach. Little Bach meeting Batman.
Banded together from remote galaxies are 13 of the most sinister villains of all time, the Legion of Doom. Dedicated to a single objective, the conquest of the universe. Only one group dares to challenge this intergalactic threat, the Super Friends. The Justice League of America versus the Legion of Doom. This is the Challenge of the Super Friends.
Batman.
theme from Superman. A lot of you don't know this, but that is my favorite movie of all time. Star Wars always did it for me. Empire Strikes Back, of course. Return of the Jedi, great. But Superman was my all-time favorite movie. Just a perfect movie to me. If I could stop time and just keep Margot Kidder and Christopher Reeve that same age, it was just a magical movie. I just fell in love with the movies after seeing Superman as a kid. Before that, we had a little Neil Hefti with the Batman soundtrack from 1966. That was a little jazzed up version, or a little loungeified version of the Batman theme, which you can find on the Batman soundtrack from 1966. And we had the Challenge of the Super Friends in there as well. And Mr. Bach Meets Batman by the Explorer 67, which was a new organ, and that was a promo record that they made in order to sell the Explorer 67, which probably cost you about maybe $4,000 or $5,000 if you wanted to put one of those in your place. A few weeks ago, a lot of people were mourning the loss of Pee Wee Herman, and I did a Pee Wee Herman show the week that he had passed away, and this was part of it. The next song here is a little mashup of Queen and PW here. I'm playing this by request out for Texas.
Shoot up. Let's go!
Steve walks barely down the street, the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go.
Hey, are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Another one bites the dust.
Oh my God.
Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Hila.
How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own.
All right, that's a fun little mashup there of Pee Wee Herman with Freddie Mercury and Queen, of course. And to follow up, I'm going to play Pee Wee King, another Pee Wee here, with a song called Slowpoke from the Fabulous 50s.
You keep me waiting till it's getting aggravating, you're the slowpoke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slowpoke. Time means nothing to you. I wait and then late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9:45. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see that time's a-wasting? You're a slowpoke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke, too. be waiting till it's getting aggravating. You're a slowpoke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slowpoke. Time means nothing to you. I wait and then late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9:45. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see the time's a-wasting? You're a slowpoke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke, too.
Pee-wee King with Slowpoke here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m. I'm going to have Interplanet Jan to come on in a minute, but it is the end of the summer. It is becoming the end of the summer. I'm actually not going to be here next week. I'm going to take a little vacation, so I'm taking a vacation from WMFO as well as my other work. So I think when I get back, it's probably going to be September. I don't know. Am I coming in next week? The week after? Let me see. Today is... Oh, yeah. It's the 23rd. So, yeah. No. I'm going to see you in September, everybody. So, school will begin by the time I'm back. So, yeah. This is probably the last chance I can do with a few more summer songs here. And you got to have this one. This one is great. It's from Elvis Presley. It is a clam bake going out to my brother Kyle.
Mama's little baby loves clam bake, clam bake. Mama's little baby loves clam bake too.
Hey, listen, world, you gotta know, I'm cutting loose and letting go. Who needs the worry and the strife? Life can be a ball, I'll just ball away my life. Clam bake, gonna have a clam bake. Clam bake, gonna have a clam bake. Look for the brightest lights in town. That's where you'll find me hanging round. I got this feeling to be free. I pick and choose the life I want, and that's a life for me. Clam bake, gonna have a clam bake. Clam bake, gonna have a clam bake. Look for the brightest lights in town. That's where you'll find me hanging around. I got this feeling to be free. I'll pick and choose the life I want, and that's the life for me. Clam bake, gonna have a clam bake. Hey, clam bake, gonna have a clam bake.
Mama's little baby loves clam bake, clam bake. Mama's little baby loves clam bake too. Mama's little baby loves clam bake, clam bake. Mama's little baby loves clam bake too. Mama's little baby loves clam bake, clam bake. Mama's little baby loves clam bake too. Mama's little baby loves clam bake, clam bake. Mama's little baby loves clam bake too. Mama's little baby loves clam bake, clam bake. Mama's little baby loves clam bake too.
Clam bake. Who doesn't like a nice clam bake? Elvis loves a nice clam bake. We should probably talk about heat stroke before it's all over. Probably.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yeah. That's good enough for a PSA for this hour. We're going to end you with Interplanet Janet. Don't go anywhere. I got 15 more minutes here. I'm going to do Interplanet Janet, and then I'm going to do a couple of songs about Venus and Mars, maybe. That's how we're going to end time travel tonight. It was Dealer's Choice number 3. Number of requests came in, plus stuff that I want. Interplanet Janet, and the planets are all about me. This is what I wanted. So the next 15 minutes, relish the idea that you can go to any planet in the solar system with Interplanet Janet of Schoolhouse Rock fame. Here you go.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower. It's great to learn,
because knowledge is power.
It's Schoolhouse Rockin', the chip off the block of your favorite Schoolhouse Rock.
They say our solar system is centered round the sun. 9 planets large and small parading by. To the sun, it's a lot of fun. It's a hot spot, it's a gas. Hydrogen and helium in a big, bright, glowing mass. It's a star, it's a star. So Janet got an autograph. Mercury was near the sun, so Janet stopped by. But the mercury on Mercury was much too high, so Janet split for Venus, but on Venus she found she couldn't see a thing for all the clouds around. Earth looked exciting, kinda green and inviting, so Janet thought she'd give it a go. But the creatures on that planet looked so very weird to Janet, she didn't even dare to say hello. It's a bird, it's a plane, why it must be a UFO. But it was Interplanet Janet, she's a galaxy girl. The solar system is from a future rock pearl. She travels like a rocket. No, there's never been a planet Janet hasn't seen. Mars is red and Jupiter's big, and Saturn shows off its rings. Uranus is built on a funny tilt, and Neptune is its twin. And Pluto, little Pluto, is the farthest planet from our sun. They say our solar system is not alone in space. The universe has endless mystery. Some future astronaut may find out that what he thought a shooting star instead turned out to be. Interplanet Janet, she's a galaxy girl. The solar system is from a future world. She travels like a rocket with a comet.
All right, Janet's going to take us to Venus. Shocking Blue here on Time Travel.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it.
All right, we'll stick around Venus for another song. And then we'll go to Mars.
Send a little girl for me to thrill. A girl who wants my kisses and my arms. A girl with all the charms of you. Venus, make her fair. A lovely girl with sunlight in her hair. And take the brightest stars up in the skies and place them in her eyes for me. As long as we both shall live. Venus, goddess of love that you are, surely the things I ask can't be too great a task. Venus, if you do, I promise that I always will be true. Give her all the love I have to give, as long as we both shall live. Hey, Venus, oh Venus, make my wish come true.
Get your ass to Mars.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the low man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? America's tortured brow, that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show.
take a look at the long man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on
Right, time travelers, good night. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Mellow Max is up next. I'm going to leave you with some more Australia. Here's In Excess. We are officially out of time. This is Not Enough Time.
everything and everyone to you. Not enough time.